Hi, good afternoon with Catherine.
Yeah.
Hi, Catherine. This is Jerry, a certified credit repair specialist with the Credit Pros. Remember, I called earlier and you told me to call back in 20 minutes.
Right.
Yes, I wasn't able to call back because I got another call from someone else. I was busy assisting somebody else. Now, I'm calling back just to see if you'd like to go ahead and continue from where we left off.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, Catherine, can you tell me, you were, it says here you were currently looking to apply for a personal loan, correct?
I'd like to clean up my debt. I don't know how you do this. I don't know
Okay,
how to get over.
so you're trying to clear out debts, so consolidate for credit consolidation, right? That's what you're looking for?
Yes, dear.
Okay, now have you thought about credit repairing before you do that? Because you know that actually stays on your report and it harms your credit for quite some 7 years, right?
Right, I never did this before. I don't know how to do this. I don't. I That's what I need help. I'm
Perfect.
67 years old, and I've never had problems before like this. And I can't get a loan. I can't do anything. I don't know what to do.
Okay,
I'm
no,
a
don't
widow.
worry.
You know, I'm a
Sorry to
widow,
hear that.
and yeah, for 25 years I haven't had help, and it's terrible. My credit has been bashed.
I'm sorry to hear that, but don't worry about that. I know we are here to help you. We will be helping you get financial freedom. Now, can you tell me, Catherine, like the last time that you checked your credit score, do you remember what it was?
I haven't checked my credit card, but I tried to get a credit card at what was that store? Macy's was it, I think it was, and they said it was denied because my credit score was like maybe 597 or something like that, and they said you have to go to Experian or something like that to get a report.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, have you had any issues with like late payments, collections, repossessions, student loans, medical bills?
Well, when I was taking care of my parents one time, I got behind on my car payments, and God, that was like 12 years ago, and they picked up my car one day, and I paid it right away.
So now, once that they want, as soon as the repossession repo company comes, as soon as they take your card, that's it gets reported to your credit. So even though you did pay it back, you know, it still stays on your report.
For how long?
It would normally would take about 7 years, but we could,
Well,
if it,
but
go ahead.
then it probably came off. But I'm going to tell you something. I have an ex-daughter-in-law. Her name is Kathleen Wisman, and I have a funny feeling. Her back student loans and her back credit cards are being appearing on my credit because she's behind on her student loans and her credit cards, and I think it's showing up on my credit report.
Okay, so
How can I find out if she's appearing on my credit report?
we'll be able to find out right now here with me, okay? I'll be able to
Okay.
request a copy of your credit summary. So you only have one, it shows you only have one repossession in the past and any late pay. Well, yeah, if you had a repossession, that would mean you had late payments. So and now what I'm gonna do, basically from what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now is just your credit. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna request a soft copy of your credit summary with Equifax. That way I can get an updated look at exactly what is being reported and what may be affecting your credit, okay?
Okay.
Now I can assure you that this will not affect your credit score in any way, since this is just gonna be a courtesy pull, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and first I'm gonna confirm some information here so I can get access to your credit summary. So today I am speaking with Catherine Wiseman, right? It's
Right.
Catherine.
Catherine A. Make sure it's A.
A?
As an apple.
Okay. Catherine A. Wiseman, right? Wisseman.
Yeah.
Perfect. And can you go ahead and confirm your physical address for me, please?
41 Wolf Road, LaGraceville, New York, 12540.
Okay, and how do you spell the street name?
WALSH.
ALSH.
Yes.
Street, road, boulevard.
Road.
Road, perfect. And phone number shows up to be 845-235-7588, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you happen to have a email address?
Rich, RICH, the number 4, Angels, ANGELZ, at AOL.com.
Nice. Rich for Angels at AOL.com. Perfect.
Yes.
And to grant us access to your credit summary, can you go ahead and verify your Social Security number and date of birth in that order, please?
Okay. 09948 4886.
Okay, date of
That
birth.
one. 0115 1956.
1956, right? So it'd be January 15th of 56?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, with your permission, I'm going to request a soft copy of your credit summary, okay?
Yes, Jerry.
Thank you. And now they're going to ask me to go over some authentication questions here with you. Now, these would be questions that only you would know the answers to, okay?
Yes.
Now, first question says, according to your credit profile, you may have opened a mortgage loan. Now, would this apply to you?
Besides the one I have?
Yeah, back in 2006 is correct.
I only have one mortgage.
Okay, and who's this with? Is it with Ally Financial, Nation Star, Mr. Cooper, Prudential Home Mortgage, or Columbia National Bank?
I have Nation Star,
Nation
but
Star, that's all.
Nation Star, Mr. Cooper.
Okay. No, it says either or one of them two. Now, it's correct. It is NationStar. Now, do you have, it says here, which of the following institutions do you have a bank account with? We have Suburban National Bank, St. James Federal Bank, Royal Bank of America, or Chemical Bank?
None of them.
None of the above. Perfect. And which of the following is a license plate number that is associated with a automobile registered in your name? Now, I don't expect you to remember all these, any of your license plate number, but I do have a list of four here, so I'm gonna read them out to you to see if any of these ring a bell, okay?
Okay.
So we have NLD6946. We have
No.
CSM454505.
No.
And we have GOLDLND, Gold Land.
No.
We have LVVMVY, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Perfect. And which of the following is a current or a previous employer? We have here Multicultural Food Service and Hospitality Alliance. We have Marathon Copier Service. Fleet Source Leasing or retired?
Retired.
Perfect. And according to our records, you currently own, lease, or have owned within the past year one of the following vehicles. Now, this would be prior to March of 2018. Now, we have here a Plymouth PW150. We have a Jeep Renegade, Subaru Forester, or a Jeep TJ.
Before 2018,
Correct.
I have a Jeep. That was a long time ago, Jeep Renegade, but that was a long time ago.
Now this is says could be prior to 2018, so it could be way past that year too. Now it says here the you may have opened an auto loan in or around July of 2022. Would this apply to you?
No.
Nope, none of the above. And according to our records, you graduated from which of the following high school? We have Haviland High School, Omak High School, First Academy High School, East Hill Christian High School, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Perfect. And what county does your address fall into? Would it be Oneida County, Dutchess County, Saratoga County, or Kings County?
None of the above.
None of the above? Perfect. And from the list below, can you tell me what would be your area code to your phone number? Would it be 816-48-845-660 or 210?
845.
That's correct. Perfect. And it says you currently or previously resided on one of the following streets. We have Waterville Street, Ella Street, Cape Cod Street, or Johnson Street.
None of the above.
None of the above? Perfect. Here we go. Okay, just waiting for it to load. There we go. Catherine Wiseman. Ooh, not bad. Not bad at all.
What did I do?
Nothing. You actually, not at all. You know, you ready to be surprised? Yeah, I see here your credit score is, you said it was low, right? 500s. Right now it's at a 668.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's easy.
Now the only thing is that right now this is a good credit score. You know, it's not, it's an average, right? Now minimum required today is actually a 690, so you're not that far away from the 690. So that's why they asked you to actually improve your credit score so they can go ahead and before anybody can actually approve a loan, you know, we need to get you to a 690. Now,
Well, that's what we're gonna look at it because there's things on there that probably aren't mine.
that's correct. So right now I'm gonna go ahead and request the full copy here so I can take a look at exactly what is it that's being reported so I can let you know where it's coming from and who's it from. Okay, so just bear with me while I go ahead and get the full copy here, okay?
All right, and then I'm going to find a parking area because I'm probably going to lose you. I'm on 87 and I'm going through the mountains.
Oh, okay. No, if anything happens, you know, I will be calling you right back.
Oh, good.
So let's see here. I'm trying to get the full report. And let's see. Miss Wiseman, all the way down. There it is. I do have access to that. And Equifax says here that you have two negative accounts.
What's that?
Two negative accounts, accounts that are actually past due. So you have one with Web Bank. Are you familiar with this bank?
No, I'm not.
And this was established on December 12th of 2017 for a balance of $823. You have a credit limit of 1,000. This is currently closed, but it's still reporting as negative on your report. Now you have another one for Ally Financial, established
now,
February 26th.
February 26th of what year?
2015.
No, I paid off my car. That's false.
Yes, it has a balance of zero, currently closed, but still reporting as negative here on your report. Now, I see you have four positive accounts, which is pretty good. You have one with NationStar DBA, established June 29th of 2006, so long time ago, but it is still reporting as positive here on your account. This one's a house.
That's my mortgage. I pay it every month on time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have one for Bridgeway Federal, April 9th of 2014, balance of zero, credit limit, 1,050, currently transferred, so this one's reporting positive. You have a community bank, I don't know, it says Victorian, I'm not sure what that's from, but it's
Victorian,
it was opened.
Secret.
Oh, okay. It's opened on April 10th of 2021. Balance of zero, credit limit 250, currently opened. And you have one for JCPenney's, January 9th of 1991. Ooh, that was a long time ago. This is currently closed, but it's still reporting positive here on your account, so that's good. Zero hard inquiries, so that's good. That's a good thing, because those really harm your credit. Now let's see what else is being reported. Wow, 53 minor delinquent accounts. Now, these would be accounts that are past due for more than 2 weeks. Are you familiar with these?
53 what?
Minor delinquent accounts.
No, I don't know what they are.
Actually, it doesn't tell me here what they are. It just says it's 53 of them. Now, let me see if I can get this one. Where is it at here?
For how much?
It doesn't tell me the amount of how much it's owed, or it just says that they're past due for more than 3 weeks. So, but it's not telling me exactly where it's from, so we'll go ahead and put disputes for all these as well.
Right.
I do see that you have a 33% of your available credit used, so that means out of all your credits that you have available, you've used 33% of it. So that means you still have credit, you just have to clear out these negative items so you can go ahead and use it, right? Now,
right.
You have zero negative accounts for collections and zero collections amount, so that's good because that's one of the things that they take into consideration when it comes to lending people money, right? Now,
right.
You have two trades in ever delinquent. These will be accounts that are past due for 90 days. Now, based on what I see here, you know, you do qualify for one of our programs, which is created to help you quickly establish positive credit. So can you tell me, are you're currently employed, or are you receiving Social Security income?
I do Social Security income.
Okay, perfect. The reason I ask is because we do have a discounted price for for our clients that do receive verifiable Social Security income. Now, this program is perfect for you because this is the one that's going to help you clear out all these negative items here on your report. And how we do that is we target them with our aggressive dispute letters, and we send them out to all three credit bureaus at the same time. Okay. Now,
okay.
Any items that you can identify for us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable will be challenged with to all three credit bureaus. Now, that's how we help you clear out the negative items to help you quickly boost your credit score. And you also have access to your client portal where you can keep track of the negative items that are currently being removed and the ones that are currently being disputed. You will also have access to your overall credit summary 24/7 any day of the week. And also you can have, I don't know if you, do you pay rent right now? You are,
no,
right?
I pay mortgage.
Mortgage, right?
I pay mortgage.
Now,
yeah.
We can help you actually report your payments to your mortgage as positive credit. That way, that can also help you quickly establish a positive payment history. Now, the highest credit score you can get is an 850, which that would be, that would mean you would have financial freedom. Now, you're at a 668 minimum required to 690 to 700. You could, you know, like I said, you could shoot for the 690 or 700, which is perfect for you. You know, that's good. But if I were you, I'd probably go for the 850. Now, this program normally would cost you it's going to cost you 119 month to month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out once you reach the credit score that you desire. Now, with no questions asked, okay? Now, you also have a 90-day money-back guarantee, so that means if we fail to remove any items from your account, you can request your money back after day 91, and you will be receiving every dollar you spent with us from day one all up to until day 91. And we'll give you every dollar that you spent with us. So that you have nothing to lose except these negative items on your report. Now, Catherine, would you like to start this program today so we can go ahead and help you improve your credit score for just 119?
Well, like I said, I don't know if that's me or my daughter-in-law on those negative...
No, if it's you, it's okay. It's your report. So if your daughter-in-law put them there, you know, we can definitely dispute those, right? Now, she should have her own credit report herself, so we can get those actually disputed.
Right. Well, if we find out she's on my credit report, will that make my credit score higher?
Correct. We will be disputing that. The fact that her stuff shouldn't be appearing on your report. It should be appearing on her report.
All right. Now. How does this work? Do you take it out of my checking account every month?
Well, it would be how you prefer to make the payments. And you can either pay through a Cash App or maybe a prepaid card, credit card, Visa, debit, Master. It's your choice. You know, we do accept any type of credit card that you can make a payment with. Now, would you like to start this program today, Catherine? That way we can get you where you need to be with your credit score. Now, if you don't mind me asking, like, what motivated you into improving your credit score? Is that like, were you looking to apply for like a, maybe want to save up for a vacation, maybe a new car?
What motivated you? I gotta get my teeth fixed. And okay. they gave me a printout, and they want to do it in three stages. The first stage is that they got to pull three teeth, and that's going to be like $800-some-odd. The second stage, they're going to put in the bolt for my implant. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like $1,200. And then the third stage, they're going to put the crowns and the teeth in. That's going to be like $5,600.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna need $12,000, and they want some money, like half the money now, and I don't have it.
Okay. Now.
And I don't know how I'm gonna get the money.
Okay. Well, like I mentioned, you know, while we're working on improving your credit score, you can actually apply for a loan through the client port actually get that loan, you know. We do have various programs here for you that you could use. We have tools that you could use in the client portal that I mentioned. You could you have access to a credit loan wizard tool and a credit card wizard tool where you can actually apply for third-party lenders, which would be more likely to work with you considering your low credit score. Now, all that's available in the client portal, okay? So you have a better possibility of getting approved through the client portal than you going by yourself to a lender and applying, right? Now, basically, we're going to be backing you up every step of the way. We're going to be referring you and helping you out every step of the way. So you're never going to be alone in this journey. Now, like I mentioned, you have that 90-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have to worry about losing anything. The only thing you're going to lose are these negative accounts here on your report.
Well, is there a time limit that I have to, can I think about this for, you know, till Monday? Or do you need the money today? Can I think about this over the weekend, Jerry?
Good. interesting you mentioned that now. Yes, actually, you know, you can go ahead and take the time to think about it. Let's see.
Because
so
I'm on the road right now, and I can't make a decision driving, and
I understand.
It sounds great, but I'm like crazy right now driving and trying to think.
But where? Take your time, ma'am. Now, I understand right now, if money right now is the issue, you know, what I can do for you, that way you can take advantage of this program, is I can go ahead and get you started today for just $12.95. That way I can postpone the full enrollment fee 2 weeks from now, right? That way you have enough time to sort things out and get everything situated. And now you can take advantage of the program today for just $12.95. And I also will be helping you set up your client portal and create your password. And we activate the program today.
All right. But, okay. How am I going to do this? I got to pull over and give you my...
Go ahead. Take your time. Don't worry. I have no rush. You know, take your time. So find a safe place. I have no rush.
Hold on. Let me see what I got here. Hold on. Do you take Venmo for now?
I'm sorry?
MasterCard Venmo. Do you take Venmo,
yeah.
MasterCard? All right.
Correct.
Let me give you that. All right. Let me give you that for now until I get everything situated with you, and then I can give you my MasterCard in 2 weeks. All right.
Thanks.
Are you ready, Jerry?
Just bear with me here. I got to get that set up for you here right quick. And he says it's going to be Master, right?
Venmo Master, yeah.
Venmo,
okay,
perfect. And it's going to be for $12.95. Okay, ready when you're ready.
All right, 5143-7721-0681-3547.
Expiration date?
7/26.
And the last three on the back of the card?
202.
Okay, now before I go ahead and process the payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says that we just need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. Now, credit card dictates to here that any credit card resulting in declines will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? Now, you said you are receiving Social Security income, right?
Yes, Jerry.
Okay, so I'm going to apply that discount for you. So, like I said, first enrollment is going to be 119. After that, it'll be 79 month to month, okay?
Okay.
But, and today is just going to be that $12.95.
Yeah. Right, and then when we discuss everything in 2 weeks,
correct.
It'll be, all right. But I got to... Like I said, when I get home, I can think better.
Okay, no, don't worry. I'm going to send you the email with all the information. In fact, I have to help you activate your account with I'm going to send you a message, text message right now, okay? So I'm going to help you create a password for your client portal, and I'm also going to activate the program for you, okay?
What? I can't do that right now.
Okay, no problem. If you can't, we just do need to do one thing, though, is that I need to get you to our automatic credit advisor who's going to verify that I entered all your information in correctly. And this is just going to take no more than 2 minutes. And it's really, really important that you do listen to the entire message so your account can be fully set up, okay?
Okay, Jerry.
Now, that you could do is just 2 minutes. You hear the record and it makes just confirm everything. And that'll be it, and your account will be fully activated.
Okay.
Okay, so just bear with me here while I go ahead and get you over to them, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. Now, do you have any questions or concerns?
No.
Perfect.
I'm fine. Go ahead. I'm fine.
Okay, so... After the payment is processed, you will receive a text message and an email. Now, when you have free time, please open up the text message and follow the steps there to access your client portal and to activate your password, okay? Now, transaction was successful. Thank you for signing up with me, and welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get you straight to the automatic credit advisor, okay? That's just to verify everything, and that'll be it, okay? Appreciate your time, and just bear with me online while I get you over to them, okay?
Yes, Jerry.
Appreciate that. Here you go. I'll be getting you over to him right about now.